The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Gospel of the Lord. For the communion antiphons from John chapter 15, the Lord says, I have chosen you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last. I will choose you. We are chosen. We are selected. That means we are special. Many are called, but few are chosen. So it is special grace that we can still follow Jesus, not all. Even at the time of Jesus, many left hurting for the heart of Jesus. But the treasure of being with him, we are chosen. And we are sent to the world. This is a mission. We are called not just for own glory, for own sanctification. Not enough. He wants the whole body of Christ to be sanctified. We are part of the body. We are the whole. So don't be satisfied because I'm okay. If your neighbor is not okay, you're not yet okay. Jesus, the same mission. If one person is not, he will suffer. He will suffer. So it's the mind of Jesus that all are saved, all. Even he prayed for that all may be one, not some of them may be one. Even the lost sheep, he will lift up the light at night to look for the lost one. That's the God's will. We don't know what the plan of God, but it's important. In the mind of God, all are called. We are all called saints. And we are all called to live in his will at every present moment. We forgot about this present moment many times. We just worry about things of tomorrow and some things of the past. You cannot enjoy peace. When Jesus said, peace be with you, peace, that means the presence of God be with you. The presence of God is the present moment. This moment, you can experience the true peace. Only this time you can say your yes to the Lord, not yesterday, not tomorrow. Treasure every present moment. And every day, so many accidents in the city. Who knows? Something you never thought of can happen to you. That's why Jesus always saying, prepare yourself. Don't worry so much about what will be. But it's important how we live the will of God in every present moment.